local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we want to wish you a happy Labor Day. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Certainly appreciate you making us part of your afternoon each and every day. And Gracie, it's good to be back.
Good to see you back, Joe.
A lot has changed in my world over the last 4 days since we last spoke.
You're just so relaxed, or what?
Well, that. But the last time we spoke, we lived in a world where I could open up my AMC Theaters app and not have it crash when I was trying to watch a movie in October.
What?
But we had Taylor Swift announcing her Eras movie event. Yep. That was Friday. And I went, I texted you. That was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Immediately texted you, and then I went into the app to say, okay, like, let's, what are we doing here? How are we going to do this? And I was met with resistance from the AMC app in terms of a wait, about 9 minutes. And then once I got into that, the Friday IMAX was booked up.
Yeah.
Not getting it.
I saw that.
So I said, okay, I'll try to switch to Saturday, October 14th, and see. And every time that I tried to switch the date, it would no longer reflect the local theaters. It would only, it took me to like Ohio, North Carolina, Washington State. And I went back to the 13th and it was local theaters and then the 14th. So by the time that I had toggled and refreshed and done everything I possibly could, both IMAX shows were out, sold out Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
There was only two. I have not checked since then to see if more have been added.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know me. I am an IMAX snob, so I will not see this thing unless it's an IMAX theater.
Yeah, it won't be
so
worth it.
So I don't know if that's going to work out.
Well, we reported, I think, on Friday that it was the top selling.
Yes.
And, like, over 10 million.
Yeah.
No Way Home.
Within minutes. Yeah.
It is crazy, and I'm sure, you know, if you're not trying to see Taylor Swift on October 13th, maybe stay away from it.
Yeah, so you know what?
It's going to be crazy.
I don't want to hear it, you know, from listeners say, oh, you know, no, but why are you guys talking about Taylor Swift? Nobody cares about Taylor Swift. Somebody does.
Apparently everyone.
Because it took like 20 seconds for IMAX Theater here in Pensacola to be sold out both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. That's Pensacola Right Now.
What's that?
I said, well, that's Pensacola
that's
right
now.
What's
that
going
is.
On?
Let's see what else has changed in my world. View. Number two, Florida State, when we last spoke, was not a shoo-in for the college football playoff. Now they very much appear to be so. Your thoughts on the Seminoles' performance last night?
I think that's awesome, and I think that it was against LSU is awesome.
Yeah.
I did not stay up for the entire game.
Well, I mean, if you stayed up till like, you know, midway through the fourth quarter, you saw pretty much everything.
Yeah, so I was kind of like good to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's awesome. I'm very, very much excited about that.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a long season. I say that in jest that they're already a shoo-in for the playoff. But, I mean, when the polls come out here tomorrow or Wednesday, they should absolutely be in the top three. They should be. I don't know if they will be, but they should be. And their season is really going to be made or broken this month as far as, you know, college football playoff contention, I feel, because on the 24th or 23rd, rather, they have their game against Clemson. Mm-hmm. And realistically, looking at their schedule, that's the only one that the Seminoles could conceivably lose in my mind.
Yeah.
Florida, not great, not good. Miami, I'm not worried about them. So I'm looking at the schedule. I feel pretty good if I'm a Florida State fan right now. Now Clemson's away, but big win against LSU last night. I thought it would be a really good game, really close game, and you know, for the better part of 2.5 quarters, it was. And then I don't know, something switched on, and then Florida State was just off to the races. So they got a lot of speed, a lot of talent there. So that's fun to see. And we got Florida State tickets this week to start giving away here. Woo-hoo. So excited for that. The other thing was up until this weekend, I thought that a Burning Man was nothing more than a man that was on fire.
Yeah.
Did you know about this Burning Man phenomena thing?
I've like definitely heard of it, like, but I've never really like looked into like where exactly it is. Like, I just know it's kind of like one of those Coachellas, you know?
Okay.
Like, big concert in the desert. But besides that, I don't know.
Yeah. So, and I looked at the Wikipedia page for it, and I'm still not sure exactly what it is. It's like art / music / communal / there's like shrines that they erect and build up, and it's like this survivability thing where, I don't know, people are on their own pretty much, and there's no money, you know, changing hands at this thing. It's a very weird thing. So I don't still understand it, what it is, but I know that because of the fact that it's in a very remote part. I woke up, I think it's Saturday, and I saw a tweet that President Biden has been briefed on Burning Man.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what in the world is, what are you talking about? So apparently there's, you know, thousands of people still stranded. I think as of this afternoon, they were going to be able to make it out there because, you know, the rains that nobody was expecting came and washed everything out. So we'll have a few stories on that one in our top three here. But it is good to be back and ready here for the stretch run of fall. A lot to get to today, despite it being a holiday. But hope you are enjoying your Labor Day extended weekend. A little late to traffic and weather. So earlier this afternoon, I-10 over in Alabama was just a disaster. I don't know if that's still the case or not. But of course, with the holiday, maybe the road's a little bit busier this afternoon than they had been earlier today, but anything going on out there?
Well, we do have slow-moving traffic getting into Mobile on I-10. That's going to be over Mobile Bay. Looks like there's two accidents throughout Spanish Fort that start slowing things down, and then it's just completely slow-moving until you get through the tunnel. Again, that's on I-10 westbound going into Mobile. Other than that, local roads are looking, moving nicely. Highway 90, I-10, and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as Avalon Boulevard all throughout Garrison Point. So if you see anything on the roads, 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, beautiful day for Labor Day. We do have still a slight chance of rain for this afternoon, but just at 20%. Right now, we're looking pretty good all throughout our area. Nothing to cause any rain throughout this afternoon. Coming up tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 92. It's 89 in our area with the heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so today's top three stories, starting with the latest on the recovery from Hurricane Idalia. So now fewer than 30,000 Florida customers are still without power. Governor DeSantis providing that update, saying more than 90% of customers have been restored, and the hope is to have those restored by midweek.
Also, nearly after a month since the Maui fires have been fully contained. The death toll still remains at 115, and officials say that the fire burned is at 2,170 acres of land. As of Friday, there was 385 people remaining on the unaccounted for list. A new list of missing people will be updated and released each Friday.
And talking about Burning Man in Nevada, so looks like today, this afternoon, is the day where a lot of them will get a chance to leave after being stranded for days. Organizers said that the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable.
I'm actually going to try to make a break for it. They're saying the gates are still closed, but I've got a four-wheel drive car, and I'm going to try to make it out.
So, yeah, so a lot of people stuck, but some, including, I think Chris Rock was there, and we'll talk about this later on this hour, they just said, hey, look, I'm out, and I'm going to kind of do one of the, there's like 10 tenants in this Burning Man festival where like survivability is one of them. And so people were just like, you know what, I'm just going to walk for miles, try to hitch a ride from somebody. So Chris Rock, one of these people in the back of a truck that was just taking a ride. So I guess helping out their fellow man.
Like, but, I'll make jokes if I can get a ride.
Yeah, exactly. looking at our local headlines here, obviously not much happening with the Labor Day holiday, but we do have a couple of things happening. So number one, a couple of local churches in our area are joining forces towards the effort to get supplies for Hurricane Idalia relief. So starting tomorrow through Friday, each day 9 to 4, there will be a supply drive. And two churches here locally, Crossview Methodist Church in Pensacola, also Woodbine Church in Pace. So donations being accepted include supplies like diapers, Clorox wipes, water, non-perishables, monetary donations as well. So again, you can take those donations to Crossview Methodist Church and Woodbine Church in Pace 9 to 4. Also in Mobile today, police say a man died after an apparent domestic-related shooting that happened at around 1 this afternoon. Investigators say they found a man dead and a woman with several gunshot wounds. Right now, no identity is released. And coming up on Monday, September 18th, that's 2 weeks from now, there's a town hall happening at the Perdido Bay United Methodist Church, centered around the new roundabout on Perdido Key Drive. Commissioner Jeff Ragosh says that a traffic study was conducted by the county. It is now finished, and so they will release the findings at that town hall. Again, that's Monday, September 18th at Perdido Bay United Methodist Church. 422 right now. We'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, Labor Day edition on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Happy Labor Day. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend and getting an extra day here and just enjoying it, relaxing, whatever you may be doing today to celebrate Labor Day. Hope you're having a great time. Well, we're really going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before our state headlines. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, but if you are heading into Mobile on I-10, I-10 westbound, extremely slow moving. That's going to be throughout Spanish Fork and all across Mobile Bay, so expect some slowdowns there. We had a few minor accidents just on top of just everyday afternoon slowdowns, but again, I-10 westbound into Mobile, extremely slow moving. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. We're going to have a beautiful week here in our area. Coming up tomorrow, a high of 92 and mostly sunny. Tonight, we have a low of 77 and a small chance for rain. Right now, we're looking good, but just 20% chance of rain. It is 89 in our area with a heat index at 93. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. I don't know what was going on I-10 this afternoon. It was like around 2 o'clock. The exit from the Buc-ee's all the way downtown was just not, I'd never seen that before. I mean, of course, I've seen a lot of slowdowns on I-10. You know, it's approaching the Bay, Spanish Fork, but from Buc-ee's to
downtown
Mobile.
Oh.
Yeah. What? So that was, I don't know what was going on. But anyway, taking a look at some state headlines now. So we start with the Florida legislature, who over the weekend, a judge ruled that they must redraw congressional district maps. After the judge ruled, they would restrict black voting power. Judge Lee Marsh says the plan destroys a congressional district that enabled black voters to elect their candidate of choice.
Also, Florida insurance adjusters are busy tallying up the damage related to Hurricane Idalia. The Office of Insurance Regulations estimated over $85 million in losses on more than 10,500 claims. The price tag is not expected to be as high as in past storms.
Central Florida hunting guide and two of his buddies landed a nearly half-ton alligator in a lake near Orlando on Friday. Did you happen to see a picture of this?
I looked it up.
How
my gosh.
Is something that big and menacing living in a highly populated... I
don't even want to think about that.
I know. So Kevin Brotz runs Florida gator hunting, says he had a fear like I've never felt before as they captured the 920-pound gator that measured more than 13 feet long. Took him, two friends, 4 hours to haul it in. I mean, so we had in Mississippi, what was it, like last week or 2 weeks ago, there was like an 850-something. Yeah. So, I mean, of course they're out there, but, I mean, my understanding is this thing was like in a lake that was really close to like homes and neighborhoods and just... Oh man, what if your like house was like right on the back of the like the back of your house, and the backyard is just right there on the lake, and
yeah,
there's a 920-pound 13-foot alligator.
And the boat they carried it, like got it off of, did not look that big. I was like, if I started to reel that in and saw how big it, I'm like, oh,
no,
I'm just
way
leave it.
No chance. National news coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A very hectic summer travel season is coming to an end. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
TSA says this has been the busiest summer travel on record so far this year. And this weekend alone, TSA says more than 14 million Americans are expected to get on a plane. That is 11% more than last year, and it's higher than back in 2019.
President Biden is in Philadelphia today to mark Labor Day. Speaking to sheet metal union workers, the president notes inflation is coming down.
We have to do more to put inflation down, but it's down around 3%, about one-third of what it was a year ago. That's near the lowest point in 2 years.
A UN report shows Iran has slowed the pace at which it's enriching uranium to nearly weapons-grade levels. That could be a sign Tehran is trying to ease tensions after years of strain with the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you've got a big chunk of debt, you have plenty of company. According to a Northwestern Mutual survey, those of us who carry personal debt owe, on average, $21,800, and that does not count mortgages. 35% of those who have personal debt say they're carrying close to or at their highest level of debt ever. The primary source of personal debt, credit card debt, accounting for more than double any other single source of personal debt. The most expensive place to live in the U.S.? New York City's Manhattan borough. The cost of living there, more than double the national average, according to researchers. Manhattan's cost of living is 24% more than that of the second most expensive urban area in the U.S., Honolulu, and 31% higher than number three, San Francisco. The next three most expensive urban areas are New York's Brooklyn borough, Orange County, California, and Los Angeles. The markets are closed for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Citi Field, another depressing August. Even more depressing was the return of one Max Scherzer to Flushing. Somehow, someway, somebody thought it was a good idea to honor him with a tribute video. Of course, Mets fan booed it. I'm Jim Rome.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning, we had a really sobering conversation with our good friend and owner of Jenkins Farms, Ryan Jenkins from Jay, about the current state of farming in Santa Rosa County and, of course, northern Escambia County as well. It's bad. Really, really bad. The heat is devastating their crops. They're down like 50% yield expectation. We also talked with Sheriff Bob Johnson about what his team is doing in the Idalia Response Zone. All of that you can find on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Joe and Gracie, 437. Hope you're having a great Labor Day. We're gonna get a real quick look at traffic and weather before we get a rundown of our national headlines, and then of course followed by sports. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola and Garcon Point. I-10's looking good. Heading into Mobile, expect some slowdowns throughout Spanish Four is where they're going to start to occur. There are some small accidents throughout Spanish Four, but just had bad traffic throughout the whole rest of this afternoon. So that's going to start again around the Spanish Four exit and continue until you get through Mobile Bay and through the tunnel in Mobile. That is in the westbound direction. But other than that, we're looking good. Local roads throughout Pensacola, Milton, and Pace all running smoothly. But if you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're looking great today for weather. We have a small 20% chance of rain for this evening, but right now we're looking good with a low of 77. And then coming up tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high of 92. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is up at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't wait another day. Christina Leavenworth from the Levin Rinke Realty. Make sure to call them. Christina Leavenworth at LevinRinkeRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, so taking a look at national headlines here, and we'll start over in Alabama, where investigators near Birmingham say that two people died and three others were injured in a shooting at a nightclub. Cops say that the car the victims were in was also shot at as they arrived at a local hospital.
I seen a Tahoe go up in the emergency exit at a high rate of speed, and next thing I know, I seen a dark blue car pull up behind it, and before they can get out, the guys in the blue car jumped out with long rifles and just sprayed the Tahoe up.
And investigators say no suspects have been arrested as of now.
Also, sad story coming out of Massachusetts. A 14-year-old boy died after doing the viral one chip challenge. That's Harrison. His family says he died last week of complications from eating a super spicy chip that's made by Pocky. The chip is seasoned with two of the hottest peppers in the world.
Yeah. saw that as well. Did not, to my knowledge, I'm not aware of this happening to anybody else as part of this challenge. But, I don't know if there was just a severe allergic reaction or what, but really crazy there. Another crazy one in Mexico. A gender reveal party went terribly wrong over the weekend. The happy couple hired a small plane to fly over and drop pink confetti to announce that they were having a girl. Unfortunately, one of the plane's wings suddenly collapsed and the plane shot up into the air, then came crashing down. A couple of audio clips here. The first was of somebody capturing video of the gender reveal, and this is what it sounded like. So you've seen the video. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but the plane was flying very low over the couple there, dropping the pink confetti. This one sounded more. This one was taken by video by somebody. I don't know if they were at the party or if they just happened to be kind of around when this plane was flying around. But this, you hear the sound of the plane and the actual crash. Yeah, so unfortunately the 32-year-old pilot was killed in that accident.
Yes, very, very crazy one there. Coming out of Alabama, Alabama's attorney general says that he can prosecute people who make travel arrangements for women getting abortions out of state. So Steve Marshall wrote in a court filing that he could be considered criminally conspiracy. So Marshall was sued by two women's healthcare centers in July after he said that organizations helping people get an abortion in Alabama could be prosecuted.
Also, Ukrainian President Zelensky has apparently fired his defense minister. The reason is apparently due to several investigations that are happening to find out where defense dollars are being spent. So look at what's happening in our national headlines today. And over in the world of sports, a busy day today in New York, the U.S. Open. Men's top seed Carlos Alcaraz winning in straight sets to advance to the quarters. Tonight, third-seeded Daniil Medvedev in action, as well as women's two-seed Aryna Sabalenka. Also had Madison Keys, American, upsetting fellow American and three-seed Jesse Pegula today. Novak Djokovic will be playing in the quarters tomorrow. 442 News, Radio 92.3, taking a look at the Major League Baseball today. Not quite a fully packed schedule on this Labor Day holiday, but most of the games happening earlier. The Braves are off today, and the Marlins are off as well. The Rays in action against the Red Sox currently. That one is 4-3 Red Sox in the top of the sixth inning. Also, games in progress. The Reds lead the Mariners 5-2. The Diamondbacks over the Rockies 4-1. Blue Jays leading the A's 3-2. And the Rangers over the Astros 4-3. That one actually a big series. That may be a preview of the ALCS this year. Clearly the top two teams in the American League. Also, the Cubs beating the Giants 5-0 today. One more game on the college football schedule starts at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Ninth-ranked Clemson taking on Duke. So that'll be a good one to watch here once we get off the air. That's what's happening in the world of sports today. Obviously, week one of college football wrapping up tonight. And, I'm just so excited. College football in full swing, watching all the games this weekend. We've got Thursday night football with the Chiefs and the Lions to kick off the NFL season. So football is officially back, and I am so excited for it. For just shy of 4:45 right now, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather before we move on.
Roadways are looking good throughout our area, throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. I-10 throughout Mobile, definitely going to be seeing some slow-moving traffic. Once you get close to the Spanish 4 exit, it'll be slow-moving all throughout the Mobile Bay until you get through the tunnel in Mobile. Also, Milton and Pace, Highway 90 running smoothly with no slowdowns, and Avalon Boulevard throughout Garcon Point also showing no major delays. If you do see something else on the roads causing some slowdowns, just call over to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Also, for weather, we're looking great for tonight. We do have a small chance for rain. That's going to just be at 20%. And then coming up tomorrow, we have a high of 92 with mostly sunny skies. If you see anything else on the roads, again, call the traffic line. I'm Greasy on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Greasy on News Radio 92.3.
So you remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we talked about that story over in China where they were looking to enforce limits on youth and their devices.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like the idea. I just don't like the execution because, I mean, you know, it's a should be a free country and, you know, parents should be able to raise their kids. But this update here says that too much screen time is being linked to developmental delays in children. Researchers looked at data from 7,000 kids, found that two or more hours of screen time increased the likelihood of delays, especially in problem solving and communication. The risk goes up nearly five times for children who had more than 4 hours of screen time. In infants, screen time was linked to delays in social skills and motor skills.
Yikes. Also in Health Business and Science notes, Delta Airlines tops a new list for best domestic carriers. That's according to Bounce's 2023 Airline Index. The Atlanta-based airline ranked number one on time arrivals, service, and comfort. Southwest and Hawaiian Airlines were placed second and third, with Alaska Airlines and United rounding off the top five.
A second city in California wants to remove all junk food from supermarket checkout counters. The new law in Paris, California, restricts what can be sold near the register. Grocery stores have until the end of the year to replace all of the candy, sugary food, and drinks with healthy snacks. Berkeley was the first city to pass a similar law. You have something you want to say about that? It looks that way.
Yes, just because yesterday I was checking out and I had like almost all healthy food. Uh-huh. And then for some reason, the puffy Cheetos just like
you had the puffy Cheetos
came onto the track. So usually I'd be like, "Oh, that's so stupid!" Like let people do what they want. If they want a candy bar, get the candy bar.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I would not have gone.
Did you get it? You got the puffy Cheetos?
Yeah. I had to get them.
Absolutely.
For some reason, they're just calling.
Man,
my name.
I'm telling you what. I don't know the dollar amounts, but I mean these companies spend so much money trying to find out product placement. And I know that, you know, you go into a supermarket and you see just this tub of ice and there's Sprite and Coke and everything. And so, yeah, I get it. You know, for me, it's gum.
Yeah.
If I'm checking out a Publix and I see like the Juicy Fruit with just like the big chunky, you know, packages of gum there, that's what I succumb to. I succumb to everything else, like actually in the aisles, not at the front there. But
yeah, no, but it's just so easy. Like, oh, this will just be a little treat on the way home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
getcha.
Also coming out of California, a report says that California has the majority of the most polluted counties in the U.S. So the Air Quality of Life Index says that in 2021, 20 of the 30 most populated counties were in California, or most polluted counties were in Florida, or excuse me, California. So the report says that the dirty air is due to the impact of the wildfires.
Interesting. Pop culture notes today. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Sad news is former Smash Mouth co-founder and lead singer Steve Harwell died at the age of 56. He had been in hospice care due to liver failure brought on by a lifetime of alcohol abuse. Harwell retired from Smash Mouth back in 2021.
Also, Joe mentioned this a little bit earlier with Burning Man, but Diplo, a Grammy Award-winning producer and DJ, along with Chris Rock, are among the lucky ones who managed to escape the weather at Burning Man over the weekend. Diplo posted a video of himself and Chris Rock riding in the back of a pickup truck with a group of people. He says that they were walking for hours just trying to hunt down a ride.
I cannot fathom this next story here. Kevin Costner will be paying $63,000 a month in child support. Ooh. He had been at odds with ex-wife Christine Baumgartner over the payment. She had originally asked for $248,000. The judge ruled that $63,000 was reasonable.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
he's like, can we get back together, actually?
Well, I mean, or like, I want to be that kid, man.
Yeah.
Like, making bank.
Yeah, for sure. Also in pop culture news, officials with the Electric Zoo Festival in Manhattan are giving refunds to people who were denied entry. So over the weekend, chaos erupted when people were shut out over the festival's reach maximum capacity. There are videos on social media showing people rushing past security and storming through the gates.
All right, 4:50, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got a recap of the movies, who did the best in the theater, also wacky and weird stories, and some good news to wrap up hour number one of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Happy Labor Day. Weather looks great. A lot of sunshine, and that's going to continue over the next couple of days. We'll get an updated forecast here in a couple of minutes. Roads, not so great, at least if you've been headed over to Mobile or maybe wanted to just go over to Bucky's. But earlier this afternoon, just a solid red line of traffic all the way from the Bucky's exit to downtown Mobile, but that's getting better. And better here over the course of the afternoon. Right before traffic and weather for the final time this hour, a look at what happened in the movie theaters over the weekend. As expected, Equalizer 3, the box office champion, the latest sequel in the franchise starring Denzel Washington, brought in $34.5 million during the weekend. That was more than three times the amount of Barbie, which finished second with just over $10 million in its seventh week. By the way, did you hear there's a woman that's named Barbie Oppenheimer? Did you hear that?
Yes, I saw that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wish she her name would have kind of come up here a couple, a few weeks ago, because she could have really capitalized on that. But yeah. Maybe she didn't want the fame. But,
yeah. She didn't want to take away from the theaters. But I'm like, where were you 2 weeks ago?
That's right.
Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our wacky and weird headlines. As Joe mentioned, we're still seeing some slow-moving traffic getting into Mobile. Really, it's just going to be once you get past the Spanish Fork exit through Mobile Bay and then towards the tunnel. That's when things will clear up. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. Also, beautiful week here in our area. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a high of 92 with mostly sunny skies. And for tonight, we have a slight chance of rain at 20%, but right now, really nothing in our, no rain clouds in our area at all. But we may be seeing some rain in the overnight hours. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So coming out of Europe, Europe's largest supermarket chain is recalling the Paw Patrol branded snacks. So on the packages for the Paw Patrol Yummy Bakes and the Mini Biscotti snacks, there's a web address that takes you to a site that features explicit Chinese ads. Obviously not suitable for the children who just want their Paw Patrol snacks.
That's right.
But how did it get there?
That's a great question.
Why?
I want to know how that particular website made it onto the snack packaging. I also wanted to know who has ever looked at the website on the packaging of snacks ever and has thought, you know what, I should go there and check it out. So
maybe they thought like, oh, it's a Paw Patrol like special episode.
Yeah, no. I also don't think it was any of the kids that were checking out the websites there.
Goodness.
But yeah. Finally, it was just a really crappy situation. A Delta flight from Atlanta to Barcelona was 2 hours in when it was forced to turn around.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
That's right. It was somebody had diarrhea. So created a biohazard situation. The passengers and crew were transferred, and the flight did make it to Barcelona 8 hours later than scheduled.
Ooh. They had it in the seat?
I don't know if they had it. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to think about where they may have had their episode. I would hope that the bathroom would be able to, you know, do its job. But I mean, because, you know,
it's duty.
International flights, you've got laboratories in both the front and the back. I mean, if this was, you know, a first-class passenger, I don't know. I don't know what would have forced this plane to turn around because of that, unless the passenger was a little unruly and said, hey, look, you know, I've got a really bad case, so we need to get off because I just can't do this for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But how would you like to be on that flight?
Yeah, no, that would really... really be crappy, as you said.
Well,
in some good news, we all woke up on Saturday with some awful news of the passing of Jimmy Buffett. Well, in some good news being, shed some light on, officials at the USS Alabama Memorial Park say that two aircrafts currently are on display where donations were made by the late legendary singer Jimmy Buffett. So the Grooming Groose and Booing... Steerman, both arrived last night. And so at the time, Jimmy Buffett wanted to remain an anonymous donor, but both planes are in the Medal of Honor Aircraft Pavilion. And now there's a wreath with a Hawaiian styled shirt in front of it for the honor.
Yeah.
So very cool there.
Yeah, very cool there. Also, you know, his death bringing awareness to a particular type of cancer. We didn't get to this in health, business, and science notes today, but we do have that in there. So his family said that he had Merkel cell skin cancer, and so there's, some increased awareness due to that. Doctors say a sneaky cancer that is found in two types of people. So obviously saying prevention and early detection, key to survival there. So obviously Jimmy Buffett, a huge local legend. I believe he was from Gulfport and Mobile was considered his hometown. So obviously a lot of local ties and, of course, Margaritaville out at the beach there. 4:59 now. We've got our Channel 3 news at 5 coming up. And we'll be back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world on this Labor Day, Monday, Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.